Okay, I'll go through the injury report. I'll start with Desmond Bishop. Unfortunately, the hamstring injury is what we feared, so surgery is imminent, and Desmond's season is in jeopardy. So once we have the surgery, and we'll probably have a better idea of his status for the season. Devon House had a shoulder injury. He will be out probably 2 to 3 weeks, and then at that time we'll make a long-term decision there. James Starks had a turf toe. He's week to week. Worthy had a knee. He's day to day. And Jermichael's quad is still an issue. So he'll be pressed to make it for Thursday night. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, both. I mean, we had a short practice scheduled for tonight, and I thought it was, from an operations standpoint, when you transition into cars and you're preparing for opponents, it's a different type of practice. So I was very happy with the operation, but with us back on the field tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we obviously weren't going to be out here, 2 hours and 45 minutes, and tomorrow's practice will be a shorter type practice also. Well, I think devastated is I try not to operate on those extremes. I personally feel terrible. I mean, it was just a very unusual injury. If you had a chance to see it on film, it's unfortunate. Everybody knows the type of player Desmond is for us, but he's clearly one of the definitely spiritual type of individuals. The energy he brings to the workplace and just the way he plays. So he puts so much into it. And after last year with his calf injuries, I know he was really looking forward to having a big year. So it's never a good time when you see one of your players get hurt and have their season that is in jeopardy. But as far as the team, this is the unfortunate part of the game of football, and I look for our linebackers to step up, and we have a lot of depth there, and that'll create more opportunities for those guys. That's an option. I mean, we've talked about a number of those options, and frankly, it's the medical information will drive that decision. So I think it's important once for Pat to go in there and to see exactly what he's dealing with. But it was what Dr. McKenzie feared on the field Thursday night, and unfortunately, we're in this situation. I'm sorry?
Do you know when he would have that surgery?
It's not scheduled, but obviously in the near future, you won't get the swelling down and things like that. So, I mean, that's always the preliminary part of it. Make sure you get the swelling out of the joint.
The knee's okay?
Well, he has a knee sprain. Yeah, the knee sprain is what we thought it was, but the hamstring is what's going to keep him out.
What have you seen?
Well, I would say DJ's ready. I thought he had he was a very good role player for us last year, and he had an opportunity to start, a couple games. Was player of the game 2 weeks in a row with those opportunities. So he's ready to go. And frankly, it gives some others more opportunities on special teams. So this is something that the linebacker group, our depth in the linebacker group will absorb, and it's time for those individuals to take advantage of this opportunity. I'd like to tell you tomorrow, but he's still going through the protocol. There's all three guys are still working through it. So I'd like to think that Marshall's close, and I think Ryan is definitely closer than Greg. Well, it's 7 days. Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll say this: he's very eager to get after the rehab. So, this particular, his shoulder sublux. So you have to go through a 2 to 3 week period, make sure it's settled down, and at that time, the option of playing with a harness or potential surgery is really what we're looking at. So, there's a lot of history obviously with this particular injury that we've had here, and but you know, every one of them is a different scenario. So the 2 to 3 weeks and how he responds to the rehab will be a big part of the decision. I think Charles, yes, he played with a shoulder harness, which is tough to do, obviously, as a DB. I mean, that's not one of the positions you want to be putting a harness on your players, because obviously the limitations it gives to the joint.
How's Sam Shields doing, and then how's Casey Hayward looking at this?
Well, you know, Sam, you know, Sam's coming along, and you know, I think Casey did some really good things in the game. Defensively as a whole, you know, we graded out very well, so I was very pleased with what we saw, you know, particularly in the secondary. So I thought Casey was off to a good start.
Mike, what do you think of Reggie Wells and kind of having him
there? Well, I think Reggie really fits our profile. As an offensive lineman, he has the ability to, you know, he's played all five positions, tackle, guard, and has played center. He was impressive just in the workout as far as the snapping and so forth. So he brings us a lot of versatility, and you know, we will definitely look into him at guard and potentially tackle. So. Well, our running back situation is we're not very healthy. I think it was evident tonight just the way we practiced. So, you know, with James's injury, and you know, Alex Green is on a rep count, you know, coming off of his surgery. I thought he looked excellent tonight, and you know, we'll hopefully get Brandon Swain back here in a week or so. But it's you know, it's training camp. This is probably the highest number of injuries we've had in camp, and we just got to be smart with our team, particularly running back and tight end position.
Do you know when Stubbs had the turf club?
The exact play, I did not. No, I did not.
Smith's going to be a while?
Say it again?
Smith's going to be a
while? I hope not. So, you know, I'll probably know more. He'll be pushed. He'll be challenged to play Thursday.
What do you think of Yadko on Thursday night? Does he make it?
You know, I thought the young line did some good things. I thought they finished very well. You know, I thought they're, you know, that was a big emphasis in the game. Anytime you go from a scrimmage into practice, training camp, practice environment, there's a different conditioning involved in game shape. I thought that the line as a group did. And, you know, it's a good experience for him. I mean, there's some technical things that, you know, like particularly the one cut block on the backside, and you know, just. And that's probably a good example of a microcosm for the whole line with Dacko is that they need to play and they need to do the things that we ask them, those guys to do in live action. So, but you know, I thought the number of reps that those guys got to play was very good. Hopefully, I'll be able to hit that target, close to that target again this week against Cleveland.
Two more.
What did you think of what Coleman was doing up until? Well, I'll say this: I thought, you know, Graham and B.J. Coleman both did an excellent job in their 2-minute drills. We had an issue with the headsets, and they went right through it. It didn't affect them. So that's a credit to them that, you know, obviously you can't see that on TV. So communications obviously is vital in a 2-minute drill. So I was pleased with that, and I thought he conducted himself. He, you know, made some tough throws, but it's, you know, B.J. needs to play. And you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get many reps this week against Cleveland, because I do want to make sure I'm getting Graham as much work as possible.
Mike, what is the status of Cedric Benson? Are you willing to sign him?
Yeah, just as we've always done, Mike, here. I mean, any potential player acquisition, there's nothing really to speak on until something occurs.
Thank you.